Welcome to the very first episode of the Curiosity Chronicles.
Oh, wow.
It's so great to have you here as we kick off this journey together. You know, I've always been fascinated by the idea of living in a way that's good for both ourselves and the planet. And it seems like more and more people are feeling that way, too.
Yeah.
There's a growing movement towards sustainable living wildlife conservation and just generally making healthier choices for ourselves and the environment. And that's exactly what we're going to be exploring in the Curiosity Chronicles. So what kind of curiosity sparked this whole adventure for me? Picture this. I'm at the grocery store just doing my usual shopping, and I see a whole display of eco-friendly cleaning products.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, okay, cool, but what does that even mean?
Right.
That simple question sent me down a rabbit hole of research.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I learned, the more I realized just how much impact our everyday choices can have.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking about everything from the food we eat and the clothes we wear to the way we power our homes and even how we travel. It's a whole interconnected web, and it's pretty amazing when you start to see those connections. But here's the thing. We're not going to get bogged down in doom and gloom. This isn't about guilt-tripping anyone or preaching about some perfect eco-lifestyle. Instead, we're approaching this with a sense of curiosity and a spirit of exploration. We want to learn, we want to be inspired, and we want to empower you to make informed choices that align with your values.
I like that.
Because at the end of the day, it's all about progress, not perfection. And we believe that even small changes can have a big impact when we all work together. So if you're ready to join us on this journey of discovery, grab your reusable water bottle, settle in, and let's dive right into the Curiosity Chronicles. Our slogan perfectly captures the essence of what we're all about. Physically strong, mentally awake, environmentally safe. And speaking of being environmentally safe today, we're going to tackle a topic that's close to home. Literally. We're going to explore how to make our homes more energy efficient, which is a win-win for both the planet and our wallets. Did you know that heating and cooling can actually gobble up nearly half of a home's total energy use?
It's true, and it's a huge opportunity for us to make a difference.
What's fascinating here is that a lot of it comes down to something we don't often think about: insulation. Think of insulation as a cozy sweater for your house. It helps keep the warm air in during the winter and the cool air in during the summer, which means your heating and cooling systems don't have to work as hard. That translates into lower energy bills and a smaller carbon footprint. But it's not just about saving energy bill. Good insulation also makes your home more comfortable year-round. You'll have fewer drafts, more consistent temperatures, and you might even notice a reduction in outside noise now before you picture yourself wrapped in fiberglass insulation. Let me assure you, we're going to break this down into manageable steps, but first let's take a closer look at how insulation actually works. I'm curious to understand the science behind it.
Sure, yeah. So you see, heat always wants to move from warmer areas to cooler areas. So in winter, heat from inside your house is constantly trying to escape to the colder outdoors.
Oh.
And in the summer, it's the opposite. Heat from outside wants to sneak in and make your home. Sauna insulation acts as a barrier to this heat transfer. It slows down the movement of heat, making it harder for it to escape in the winter and harder for it to enter in the summer. And that's where those R values come in.
Okay.
You've probably seen them on insulation products, but what do they actually mean?
Right.
R values are a measure of insulation's resistance to heat flow. The higher the R value, the better the insulation is at preventing heat transfer. So a higher R value means more energy savings and a more comfortable home. Now you might be wondering, where exactly does all this heat escape from?
Good question. It's not like our homes have gaping holes in them, right?
Well, not usually, but heat can be sneaky. It can seep out through tiny cracks and gaps around windows and doors, through the attic, through the walls, and even through the floors. It's like a slow, steady leak that you might not even notice, but it's costing you money and energy.
Oh, wow.
And here's where it gets really interesting. The type of insulation you choose can actually make a big difference in its effectiveness. We're talking about materials like fiberglass cellulose and spray foam, each with its own pros and cons.
I see.
Fiberglass is probably the most familiar type. It comes in those big pink rolls or bats that you often see in attics. It's relatively affordable and easy to install, but it can be itchy to work with. Cellulose insulation is made from recycled paper, which gives it some eco-friendly points.
Oh, cool.
It's also good at filling in those nooks and crannies, but it can settle over time, reducing its effectiveness. Spray foam insulation is a more modern option that's becoming increasingly popular. It's great at sealing up air leaks and providing a high R value, but it can be more expensive to install. So how do you know which type of insulation is right for your home?
That's a good question.
Well, it depends on a few factors, including your budget, your climate, and the specific areas of your house that need insulation. For example, if you live in a cold climate, you'll want to choose insulation with a higher R value to keep those heating bills down. If you're on a tight budget, fiberglass might be the most affordable option. And if you're looking for a more eco-friendly choice, cellulose insulation is a good contender. But no matter what type of insulation you choose, the key is to make sure it's properly installed.
Right.
A poorly installed insulation job can actually negate its benefits. So it's important to either do your research and follow instructions carefully if you're doing it yourself, or hire a qualified professional.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, I know this might sound like a lot of information, but don't worry, we're going to break it down even further in the next part of the episode. We'll explore specific DIY insulation projects, talk about the importance of sealing air leaks, and delve into the world of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems.
Great. I'm excited to hear more.
But for now, I want you to take a moment and think about your own home. Do you feel any drafts? Are your energy bills higher than you'd like them to be?
It's a good point to reflect on.
If so, it might be time to consider giving your home a little insulation upgrade.
I think a lot of people could benefit from that.
Stay tuned for more Curiosity Chronicles. Well, just stay tuned.
Okay, sounds good.
So we've talked about the science behind insulation and the different types available now. Let's get practical and explore some DIY projects you can tackle to boost your home's energy efficiency. One of the easiest and most cost-effective places to start is your attic.
Yeah.
It's like the top of your house's head, and it's often a major source of heat loss.
Right.
If you have an unfinished attic, you can usually install insulation yourself by simply rolling out bats of fiberglass or cellulose between the joists. Mm. Just be sure to wear protective gear like a mask and gloves, especially when working with fiberglass. And if you're not comfortable working in your attic or you have a more complex roof structure, it's always best to call in a professional. Yeah, safety first.
Another area where you can make a big difference is around windows and doors. Those little gaps and cracks might seem insignificant, but they can add up to a lot of wasted energy. You can easily seal these leaks with weather stripping and caulk.
Okay.
Weather stripping comes in various forms like foam tape, felt, and rubber strips, and it's designed to create a tight seal around doors and windows. Caulk is a sealant that you can use to fill in cracks and gaps in walls, window frames, and other areas. It's a simple and affordable way to stop drafts in their tracks.
And it makes a big difference.
Now, while DIY projects can be empowering and save you money, it's important to know your limits for more complex insulation jobs like insulating walls or crawl spaces. It's best to consult with a qualified professional. They have the expertise and equipment to ensure the job is done safely and effectively.
I agree.
And speaking of professionals, did you know that there are government programs and utility company incentives that can help make energy-efficient upgrades more affordable?
Yeah, absolutely. It's true. Programs like the Weatherization Assistance Program offered by the U.S. Department of Energy provide assistance to low-income households for insulation, air sealing, and other energy-saving improvements. And many utility companies offer rebates and discounts on energy-efficient appliances, lighting, and even insulation installations.
Oh, well, that's great.
It's worth doing a little research to see what programs are available in your area.
Yeah.
You might be surprised at the financial support you can find, but beyond these bigger projects, there are also plenty of small everyday habits you can adopt to save energy at home.
Right.
It's like a continuous energy-saving scavenger hunt, for example. One of the simplest things you can do is make sure you're turning off lights when you leave a room. It sounds obvious, but it's amazing how often we forget, and unplugging electronics when you're not using them can also make a difference. Many devices, even when turned off, still draw a small amount of power known as phantom loads.
Oh, I've heard of those.
Think of it as a tiny energy vampire lurking in your home. Oh. By unplugging these devices, you can slay those vampires and save a few bucks on your energy bill. Another easy change is to use natural light whenever possible.
Yes.
Open those curtains and blinds and let the sun shine in. Mm. It's good for your mood, and it reduces your reliance on artificial lighting. And if you need artificial light, consider switching to LED bulbs.
They're so much better.
They use significantly less energy than traditional incandescent bulbs and last much longer. It's a simple swap that can make a big difference in your energy consumption. And speaking of simple swaps, let's talk about laundry. Washing your clothes in cold water and air drying them whenever possible are two easy ways to save energy. Modern detergents are designed to work effectively in cold water, so you don't have to sacrifice cleanliness for energy efficiency. And air drying your clothes not only saves energy, but also extends the life of your clothes by reducing wear and tear from the dryer. Now I know what you're thinking.
What's that?
Air drying clothes. But I don't have a clothesline. Well, guess what? You don't need a fancy clothesline to air dry your clothes. You can use a drying rack, hang clothes on hangers, or even drape them over furniture. Get creative.
I like it.
It's like a fun challenge to find new ways to dry your clothes without using a dryer. And hey, if you have outdoor space, why not embrace the old school charm of a clothesline? It's a great way to connect with nature while saving energy.
So true.
So as you can see, there are countless ways to make your home more energy efficient.
Yeah, there are so many options.
It's not about doing everything perfectly.
Right.
It's about making small, gradual changes that add up over time. And who knows, maybe those small changes will inspire you to explore even bigger sustainability efforts.
It's a journey for sure.
But for now, let's take a moment to appreciate the fact that we have the power to make a difference right in our own homes by being mindful of our energy consumption. We're not only saving money and reducing our environmental impact, but we're also creating a more comfortable and sustainable living space for ourselves and our families. Now let's shift gears a bit and dive into a topic that's close to my heart, thermostats.
Okay.
Think of your thermostat as the control center for your home's climate. It's the conductor of the energy orchestra, determining how much heating or cooling your home needs. But here's the thing. Those little degree adjustments on your thermostat can have a big impact on your energy bills. If you're someone who likes to keep the house at a balmy 72 degrees year-round, you might be surprised to learn that you can save a significant amount of energy by simply adjusting the temperature a few degrees in the winter. Try setting your thermostat a few degrees lower, especially when you're asleep or away from home.
Yeah.
You can always cozy up with a blanket or sweater if you feel chilly. And in the summer, try setting it a few degrees higher. You might be surprised at how comfortable you can be at a slightly warmer temperature, especially if you use fans to circulate the air. But if you're really serious about optimizing your home's energy efficiency, consider upgrading to a programmable thermostat.
Oh, yeah.
These clever devices allow you to set different temperatures for different times of the day, so you can automatically lower the temperature at night or when you're at work.
They're so convenient.
It's like having a personal energy assistant. And for the tech-savvy folks out there, there are even smart thermostats that learn your preferences and can be controlled from your smartphone. Imagine being able to adjust your home's temperature from anywhere in the world.
That's amazing.
That's pretty cool. But no matter what type of thermostat you have, the key is to use it wisely. Make those small adjustments, program it to fit your schedule, and you'll be amazed at how much energy you can save. And with that, we've covered a lot of ground in this episode of the Curiosity Chronicles, from insulation and air sealing to energy-efficient appliances and smart thermostats. We've explored a wide range of strategies for making our homes more energy efficient.
It's been a great discussion.
And the best part is that these changes not only benefit the environment, but also our wallets and our comfort. It's a win-win-win situation. But our journey doesn't end here. In the next part of the episode, we'll delve into even more energy-saving tips and tricks, and we'll explore the bigger picture of sustainability beyond our homes.
I can't wait.
So stay tuned, and remember, physically strong,
mentally awake,
environmentally safe.
It feels like we've only just begun with energy efficiency at home.
Yeah.
There's so much more to explore.
Definitely, there's always more to learn.
And there are always more ways to improve our homes and our habits.
You know, it's funny because energy efficiency isn't always about the new tech or gadgets, you know?
Yeah, it's about our mindset and our habits, too.
Exactly, like becoming more aware of how we use energy in our daily lives.
And being mindful of how we can reduce our energy consumption.
And making those choices, you know, they can be so simple, like turning off lights.
Right, or unplugging things.
Or it could be something big, like getting solar panels.
It's really all about taking action, even if it's a small step.
I think that's the key takeaway, is that small actions can have a big impact.
Absolutely. I read somewhere that if every household in the U.S. switched out one light bulb for an LED, we could power millions of homes for like a whole year.
Wow. Yeah, it shows you the power of little choices.
It's like we're all part of a puzzle, right? Yeah. And each step we take adds to the big picture.
And the more pieces we add, the better the future looks.
That's a great way to think about it. And it's exciting to see all these communities and organizations coming together to focus on energy efficiency.
Totally. There's definitely a growing movement happening.
Like there are local groups doing energy audits, neighborhoods sharing tips, even schools are starting to implement energy saving programs.
It's becoming part of our culture, you know?
And it's not just about saving energy or the environmental impact.
Right. It makes communities healthier and more resilient, too.
Reducing our reliance on fossil fuels is good for air quality, too, and for the planet.
For future generations as well.
So as we wrap up this episode of the Curiosity Chronicles, We want to leave you with a little challenge.
Oh, I like this.
What's one thing you can do this week to make your home more energy efficient? Could be something small, like turning down the thermostat or unplugging things.
Maybe look into those rebates for energy-efficient appliances.
Or schedule an energy audit for your home.
The point is, every step makes a difference.
Share your progress with us on social media with hashtag Curiosity Chronicles.
Let's see what you come up with.
Thank you so much for joining us on this journey of discovery.
It's been a pleasure being here.
Until next time, stay curious, stay inspired.
And remember,
physically strong,
mentally awake,
environmentally safe.
See you on the next The Curiosity Chronicles.